When we look at all-cause mortality at 30 days, we see mortality for surgery at 1.7%, which gives us an observed-to-expected ratio of 0.38. An observed-to-expected ratio of 1 would essentially mean that our trial had achieved the results that would be expected from an average surgeon at an average hospital on an average day. The observed-to-expected ratio we see here is far better than we've seen in any other randomized trials. Dr. Reardon mentioned that in Partner 1A, the observed-to-expected ratio was 0.68. For our CoreValve high-risk trial, it was 0.61, both very good. Within the Partner 2A trial, the observed-to-expected ratio was between 0.7 and 0.8. depending on which analysis cohort and publication being referenced. Again, still good, but nothing like we see here at a low 0.38. For TAVR, 30-day mortality is 2.2%, or O2E of 0.5.